No, he's a new granddad.
Fine.
Okay. Which, what'd you say? Yud Gimel? Yeah,
Yes,
Yud
we
Gimel.
start in your Gimel.
Yeah. Okay. Simen Kuf Yud. Sif Yud Gimel. So, Tzrichin Lizar, Shalai Laiti Matzah Min HaTanur. You have to be careful not to take the matzah from the tanur. Calls Machalei Nefesh Katzas. And if it wasn't cooked a little, baked a little bit, Hachim Hoyu Parson Oysa. Up until if you would, meaning how do you know how much is baked? So if you would break it in half, it would not pull, you know, like when you I understand that more with cheese, like from a pizza, like the cheese pulls, so that you can do that with dough also if it's not fully baked. So if it does that, then it's chametz. It's still dough because she chutz latana tomorrow lach, but when you take it out of the oven, it's going to become chametz. And also the spatula, whatever it is, is also matzah. And if it's not possible to know if that's considered baked enough or not, but if the top of it got hardened, toasted, crusted, then you could be making. Meaning, so don't take out the matzah too early. It's an interesting thing because in the yeshiva world, they're very makbid on this. Doesn't seem to be like any other places they are. But Roy, for every year of Shemaim that he should be, Huba Atzmei Oymed, Umashkiach Ba'asiyas Vafiyas HaMatzahs, he should be there and watch the matzahs, Shaloi, his matzahs will aziram, Shiyas Bezrizus of Ashkocha, to warn them to make sure that it's done properly. Kacha Yoysim Gedoyle Yisrael, Rishonim Zal, Vechein Yoysim Gamaz Manenu. And that's what the Gedoyle Yisrael did, and that's what we're supposed to do. Meaning, this is where you get the Chaburas making matzahs. So it's a matzah for the Siddurim are called matzah mitzvah. Has to be a gadol ben das. It's 13 years old. Or bas mitzvah. Even when you're drawing the water, everything should be l'shem matzah mitzvah. Kol ha'dinim shekasavnu, all the dinim what we said, b'inyan afiyas ha'matzah zeh l'minageinu sh'ayfen ha'kol l'fnei Pesach, that you bake everything before Pesach. But makom ha'tchak sh'ayfen gam v'Pesach, but makom ha'tchak that they bake it also on Pesach, yesh b'zeh oyd chumris yiseiras ha'mash kasavnu, there's many chumris yiseiras that what we've written. B'chein ha'noigin lefos matzah mitzvah, and the minig to bake matzahs mitzvah b'erev Pesach la'achar chatzos hayom, after chatzos hayom, tzrichon tzihirus yisera, needs extra tzihirus. Simon kuf yud aleph hilchos bedikas ubitol chametz. Now we're going into stuff that's more practical for us. Ubo yud zayin tzifim. So aleph b'layla shulchan erev Pesach b'ayt kenes chametz. So erev Pesach you b'ayt chametz this year, which we'll see later on. It's the night, two nights before Pesach. B'chayom libdek miyad. And you have to be baidik immediately at the beginning of the night. Also lahasal lechol, and it's also to eat. I lasa shum malacha chatzi shokardam alayla, and it's also to eat or to do shum malacha half hour before layla. Because like with anything, any mitzvah you have to do, so we're afraid of distraction. Beis ain baidik an elav b'nershal shavi yechidi. You can only use one candle. Like kluim and not kluim is what do you call it? Braided. B'shem davi kavuka, then it's like a, that's like a, I'm sorry, it's a torch. Because the torch, you won't be able to see it well. U'b'shas atchak, she'en lay nershal shava, yivdek b'nershal chelim. If you don't have wax, then use chelim. Nowadays, most places can say to use a flashlight. Some folks would say start off with a candle like this. You don't have a shayla, and then you transfer over to a flashlight. And then there's all shayla. You keep the lights off or on in the room. So the minig, I think, is to keep the lights on. If to check all the rooms that are there's a possibility that chametz may go in there. Afilu hamar toifim va'aliyos v'chanuyos v'beisaitzim, even the storage of the wine cellars and the attics and stores and places where they store wood. Kol sheyesh lacho shema echnisu sham chametz tzrichin lebodko. If you chayshu that you brought chametz in there, you need to check it. V'chein tzrichin livdo kol hakelim shemechzikim em chametz, and you have to also check all kalim, clothing, pockets, v'koinam abdika, yichavdu heitav kolam akoimus. And you have to do this all before the bedika, meaning you have to clean before bedika. You can't just go do bedikas chametz. If you're not going to mikol chametz l'man liyehek nokel loy acher kach livdoik, and clean it out from all chametz, then it should be easy for him to check it. Talit refa shabaka shenaisim shama tgul behemus lechol. So if you have so somebody asked. So if the kids never go upstairs, do they have to do bedikas chametz upstairs? So normally the rule is if you have a house with little kids, so you have to check everywhere. But this person said there's a gate up and the kids never go upstairs. I don't know what that means. They don't go to sleep. Maybe they sleep downstairs. I don't know. But Papashta says you have to check. Those that are, you know, retired or don't have kids that come to the house, then they don't have to. If they know they never take chametz out of the kitchen / dining room, then you talk, you don't have to check the rest of the house. So if you have a corral or wherever animals hang out, then you put grain in there, meaning but just raw grain. Same thing with a chicken coop. You put grain. You don't need to be by the kid. Why? Maybe no water touched the grain and it didn't become tummy. And if you do say that it did become chametz, shema achlu akol. Maybe the animals ate everything, and nothing left. But if you know that you put actual chametz in it, there's only one suffix. Maybe they ate everything. You don't rely on that. You need to be baidik it. Right? And then there's some shitas that say that as long as you made sure within 30 days of Pesach not to give them chametz anymore, which is a lot of people, like in the farms, they do with their pets, I don't know, 30 days before, but then you don't have to worry. You can assume that over a month they ate the chametz. Hey, you need to check in all places, in holes and cracks, whatever you can. And also the pockets that you put in, and of kids, meaning people sometimes put food in their pockets. You need to check the pockets. Well, if you're not going to be using that clothing on Pesach, then you could just sell it. And you shake them out well during beer chametz. Vav, hachadarim shemaychem lakam im chametz, the rooms that you sell with a guy with chametz, kivan shen maychem ad lamachar, since you're not selling them till the next day, im kein chalala belay l'chi b'dika, v'chayev l'vodka. It's chal on him at night, l'chi b'dika, and he's chayev to check them. Right? So meaning, this is a big chumrah that the kids of Shulchan Aruch is passing. Like he's saying basically that if you know you're selling, and everybody has this, if you're closing up a closet or a room or a house, so do you have to do bedikas chametz? So that night, so most people hold, you don't have to do it because it's being sold to the goy. What's the point? So, but there are shitas that hold, and the kids of Shulchan Aruch paskins this way, is that since right now it wasn't sold to a goy, and how do you know? Maybe tomorrow you won't end up selling it. Now you miss bedikas chametz. So they hold that you have to do bedikas chametz, even though you know you're selling it to a guy. So most paiskim don't go with this chumra. The Mishnah Berurah brings it. Most paiskim don't go with it. But this is why some people sell, and my mechiras chametz that I do, there's two mechiras. There's one on the day before, right before bedikas chametz, and then there's the regular one on Erev Pesach. This year, each one is the day before. So when it's for people that are going east, so you need to do the early mechira because that's just they need an earlier time. But some people dafka want to sell their chametz to the guy before bedikas chametz, so they don't have to worry about this kitzur Shulchan Aruch.
Why is it this year a day before?
Because we're keeping everything according to the regular schedule.
Uh-huh.
But there's an interesting psak, because the part of the chashash is because maybe you're not going to sell it to the goy. So some pais can say, as long as you went to the rav and appointed the rav to sell the chametz, that's enough. As long as you do that before you take the chametz, that is enough. Okay, we will stop over there. Have a fine night.
If you